Greetings, this is Pastor Jeff Riddle from Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia, and this is going to be an audio version of a book review that I have written. The book under review is R.T. Kendall's book, In Pursuit of His Glory, subtitled My 25 Years at Westminster Chapel. This was published by Charisma House in 2004, and the book is 310 pages in length. My review of this work first appeared in the Evangelical Forum newsletter, Volume 5, Number 1, in 2008, and it's found there on pages 20 and 21. Here now is my review. As a missionary back in the early 1990s, I picked up a copy of R.T. Kendall's book, Jonah, while passing through London, and found it at the time to be spiritually helpful. I did not know then that the book came from Kendall's first expositional preaching series in 1977 as the successor of D. Martin Lloyd Jones at Central London's famed Westminster Chapel. It is the strange direction Kendall's ministry took in subsequent years at Westminster that is the subject of this book. In Pursuit of His Glory is Kendall's own pastoral memoir of his controversial and, by his own admission, disappointing tenure at Westminster from 1977 to 2002. In some ways, one might say that Kendall's ministry was doomed from the start. He began with at least two strikes against him. First, he was an American outsider coming to serve a British congregation. Second, he was succeeding the famed pulpit ministry of the deeply influential Lloyd Jones. Kendall began behind in the count and never measured up to the Westminster standards. The strange aspect of the story is Kendall's account of his embrace of the charismatic movement in an effort to produce revival at Westminster. It began with his welcoming the Jesus Movement street evangelist Arthur Blessett, the introduction of contemporary choruses in worship, and the extending of altar calls. In retrospect, these changes were mild compared to what would come. Stunning is Kendall's subsequent bold and rapid embrace from there of the most fringe elements of the charismatic movement. This included his welcoming the so-called Kansas City prophet, Paul Kane, into membership and into the pulpit at Westminster, and then laughing evangelist Rodney Howard Brown of the notorious Toronto Blessing. In some ways, one might say that Kendall merely returned to his Nazarene roots. But was this what the chapel members who called him in 1977 bargained for? How did the chapel go from such a staunch citadel of Protestant evangelical theology under the doctor's leadership to a place promoting the Toronto Blessing? The transformation, again, is stunning. This is not to say that these changes were unopposed. Kendall cryptically describes opposition that developed to his ministry at Westminster, including a painful church meeting on January 16, 1985, which he barely survived. He also refers often to his total forgiveness of those who oppose his ministry. One of the strangest elements of the book is Kendall's insistence that he consulted with the aged Lloyd Jones and gained his support for the introduction of these novel teachings. Kendall's recollections have been openly challenged by Ian Murray in a review of this book in the Banner of Truth magazine. See issue 486, March of 2004, pages 25 through 32. Kendall speaks with disappointment of the never-achieved revival he sought to bring about at Westminster. His attempt to marry his version of Reformed theology, the Word, with charismania, the Spirit, did not bring renewal and revival. One of the saddest parts of this memoir is Kendall's often expressed despair at the dwindling congregations to which he preached over the years. By the end of his ministry, the cavernous chapel, capable of holding thousands, held only a few hundred at best. Sadly, one wonders in the end if his desire to see vast numbers in attendance was really an effort to pursue God's glory or an effort to gratify his own pride and fleshly desire for popularity. This book should be read by pastors and laymen alike, not as an exercise in seeking methods to employ, but as a cautionary tale of what to avoid in pastoral ministry. Here ends the review. You can receive audiobook reviews and book notes like this one, Word Magazine podcasts and sermons by subscribing to Christ Reformed Baptist Church's sermon audio feed on iTunes by searching for Christ Reformed Baptist Church. For video material, you can subscribe to the Word Magazine channel on YouTube.com. You can also find written book reviews, notes, and articles on my blog, jeffriddle.net.